before we start in, I wonder, just to check on this, to see whether I have the volume right, could I ask you to, in your just ordinary voice, do something like count up to 10 or give me the days of the week or something like that? I'm going to check to see whether I'm recording this.
What day of this?
Yes, just anything that comes to mind. You count to 10 or just say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday or something like that in your ordinary voice so I can see whether this is...
This is Saturday, March the 16th, 1974. 3 o'clock p.m. Very beautiful, cool afternoon.
All right, I think that's recording satisfactorily. That microphone is very, very sensitive, but if you don't have the adjustments right, it doesn't help very much. You were mentioning before I switched that on his study of different environments. I'd like you, would you mind saying that again?
You take different communities in his Yakinipoko. It's always been a hard word for me to pronounce, even though I've lived here with it all these many years. We have a river here that's called Yakini, and we have a community out here in a county we call Takapola. Of course, they're all Indian names. And he was a great lover of Indian folklore and what have you, and he'd take those names and manufacture those word from it, and of course he manufactured that here, and that's the reason people refer to this section here in the hills of Mississippi as ever what it is, Yakapoka, and of course it comes from Yakni and
is the second part of it, did he pronounce it Patafa or something like that? Patafa? Is it Yakni?
Yakni Patafa? Yakutapakfa or something like that. And for us, it's a pretty hard word for us even to pronounce. To me, it always has been a hard word to pronounce. But yet, I know exactly what he has in mind and places and everything like that. It's just as definite almost around here, the communities and all. There's a hill country here, a part around the Yakini River that runs through two nice valleys, and on one extreme southern part and the hills in there, there was always manufacturing what we call moonshine whiskey. And all north of that, that was the cultured part of town. The community, Oxford, which was